TVQ. Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. Welcome to our show every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Today is going to be a very, very special day, to say the very least. My guest today is Irisha
yes.
Johnson,
uh-huh.
Which is probably the most bubbliest, most energetic guest I've had on this show yet, and I can't wait to learn more about her. And just kind of remind everybody that this show was created for entrepreneurs of Orange County,
awesome.
Which we know there's so many of them, and it's all about just giving entrepreneurs a way to tell their story and how they got there and the things they went through and the experiences they had to hopefully inspire other entrepreneurs that are sitting in the waiting trying to figure out if they want to throw their hat in a ring, so to speak.
Excellent.
And it's been a ride so far, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
There it is.
And actually, just one more thing here. We're Irisha, you've been in this area for just a little bit. And before we get into how you got there, Irisha is also a member of the Warwick Chamber of Commerce, is
yes.
where we met, which are all these great organizations where all the other entrepreneurs get to meet up and trade ideas and so on and so forth. And with no any further ado, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, James.
Oh, you're welcome. Irisha, do me a favor, if you
yes.
could. I mean, and you're somewhat new to the area.
Yes.
To say the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could give us a little background on who you are, how you got here, and let's kind of take it from there.
Definitely, definitely. I was born down in Tallahassee, Florida, the state. And so I'm very used to warm, sunshiny climate all year round. I had a wonderful, wonderful upbringing there, worked with various organizations in the music performance area, graduated from Florida State University, then started teaching music. I think my last school I taught, I had 1,243 kids. And
oh my goodness,
so
really?
They kept me going. I had a wonderful time. Met my husband at a singles retreat for a multicultural church called Celebration Church down there. And needless to say, I was surprised because we were truly the very epitome of opposite attracting, because we are as different as black is from white.
Is that right?
Literally.
Literally.
So we met, fell in love, had a wonderful wedding, and then before you knew it, we whisked away to Japan. I lived in Japan for 4 years, Italy for 3 years, and then we ended up relocating to the area about 2 years ago. I bought my house in the Pocono Mountains, and then all of a sudden, Nathan was switched to Vernon, New Jersey for his position as a family medicine doctor, and we went to Vernon, liked it, but boy, when we drove through Warwick.
It has that appeal, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It just lit us up, and one thing led to another, and now Nathan is working for Crystal Run over in Warwick, and on one of our little days where we like to run around and get lost, we ended up in the cutest little quaint town called Sugarloaf. And I had a blast. It was just so beautiful and trendy, but very small. I feel like Warwick is the parent for Sugarloaf almost, because Sugarloaf has its own uniqueness, but it is it's very, very small. But then here goes Warwick just taking it to that next level.
Without question. The funny thing is, actually, for those who kind of grew up in the area,
mm-hmm.
as I did, Sugarloaf was really the center.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Well, Sugarloaf's always been kind of the center of the crafts design out
yes.
there. But it was kind of the place where everybody kind of went through. It was actually originally designed. You actually had to come through Sugarloaf. You couldn't use that bypass.
Oh.
And it did very, very well. And then when they actually put the bypass in, it kind of put a little hurting on it.
Oh.
But that was the original design there, and it was bringing tourism to Warwick.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, obviously, Warwick kind of has grown up since then.
Yes, yes. And it's just the whole area itself. I love how Even with the Warwick Valley Chamber, it's just a great way for the meeting of the minds from all different places to come together.
What a question. They do a great job that way,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I love it. I really, really do. It's been phenomenal just getting a chance to know a couple of people. And we've set up our boutique a little over a month ago.
Really? Congratulations.
Yes, I was so excited. And it was the funniest thing. Where it all started was I read an article where in the article they asked, have you ever thought about starting your own boutique? And I just had to say to myself, well, no, I never really thought about that before. I like to shop. I was like, wait a minute, this might be a good fit, you know? And so I talked to my husband about it. We went out to Sugarloaf, I think, on our third visit, and I saw a for rent sign. And he was like, I don't know. It's probably going to be, you know, it's going to be money. And I said, well, wait a minute, honey. I'm going to put it to you like this. Either I shop for the shop or I shop. Which one do you want? And he's like, I'll take that first one.
I think I'm with him. Without question. Well, my wife's listening. Maybe that's a good one thing to do, too. She works for me every day.
I love it.
That was kind of like the bell going off for you. So you saw this beautiful little quaint little town called,
yes,
Sugarloaf, New York, and it just jumped out at you. And then you saw one of these vacant stores that said, "Come see me."
Yes. And I'm right next door to Rachel Bertoni, who's been in the business for quite some time,
yep,
with the jewelry that she makes. And
it's amazing jewelry. Actually.
Oh my goodness, yep. She is phenomenal. But she's down to earth. And it just really did remind me of even the feel that we experienced when we were visiting New Zealand, how there were artists that were commissioning their works for $40,000, $100,000, $150,000. Just talking like everyday people.
Yeah.
No big deal. Just they would be out on the side of the road just to meet whoever was coming by to visit. They welcome you. And it was just that another flavor for the Southern hospitality that I'm used to growing up with.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a bit of a switch for you coming from Tallahassee to upstate New York.
The polar vortex is... But don't worry, I'm trying to channel my inner snow bunny. I'm hoping that that might work eventually.
It will. You'll get there. Believe me, you'll have Sorels, big puffy jackets.
There
you'll
we
fit
go.
Right in, no problem
there
here in the
go.
Northeast. You'll love it. So you found... What made you... Besides, you saw this beautiful shop...
Mm-hmm.
What was your inspiration to go ahead and say, you know, I want to try my hand at doing something as an entrepreneur?
I think I was getting disgruntled with the news that I was hearing after coming back. And Nathan has served with the Navy 16 years active duty. And the past 3 years, he's in the reserves. And when I came back and I started hearing the dialogue talking about all the ISIS and ISIS, yeah, and ISIS, and I was very disturbed personally because I've been on the front line, so to speak. I see our servicemen giving so much for
Without
our country.
Question.
And I wanted to change the dialogue. And so I started thinking, I was like, you know what, how can I... reach out to people and help them and motivate them to want to give and support. So I went to a local nursery in Pennsylvania, came up with the concept of doing succulent gardens on top of crystal and on top of gourds. And when we created it, it looked great. The owner said, I think a small business was born right here in my shop. I was just looking, and I would walk around with my tray and just present them to different people, and the conversation we would have could kind of go like this. I was like, I'm selling gorgeous gardens, but 70% of what I raise will go to wounded warriors. And then everybody would just be like, oh yes, I forgot. We have a wonderful service servicemen and women that serve our country with such passion and such dedication. And it would be the connecting conversation piece,
yep,
to where normally conversations would be with people going at each other. All of a sudden, we would have something great to talk about and celebrate.
And how could you not? I mean, and Doc, if you're listening, I just want to, you know, say thank you to not only Dr. Nathan, but mm-hmm, all the servicemen out there. And
yes,
I think you bring up a very good point here, is that I think, not that this is slight on Americans, but I think in people in general,
yeah,
if it's not constantly in our face, we forget about these things, that these people are still serving us today, folks.
Yes.
It just, because it's not in the media every 2 seconds, and there's not big explosions going off, and these grand, you know, the media is making a big deal of because they need headlines,
yes,
doesn't mean it's not happening around us. And these men and women serve us each and every day, so thank you for that.
Oh, awesome.
And you're right. So you decided to say, listen, half these, and that's a great icebreaker, is it not, as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and by the way, congratulations, because that's, but you're doing it from your heart, not as a marketing piece.
No.
Right?
No, it's because, like I said, we've been overseas. We had a chance to experience the struggles of living abroad. One of the things that comes to mind is that my son was 7 months when Nathan was deployed to Kuwait. And he was deployed for 7 months, and we were living in Japan.
Oh, goodness.
And to travel over to Japan at that time was $2,200 round trip. We had a week to prep and get Nathan ready to send him off. And we just, none of my family and our friends, nobody had the money to be able to, or the time.
Right.
Because once you travel that far, you have to stay for at least 3 weeks. It takes a week to get over the jet lag alone.
I can imagine.
Because we're 12 hours difference. And so to go through that, and that's just one of mine, is not even the worst story out there of the hardships that our servicemen and women and their families,
right,
have to experience to make sure that our, the great country of America, we stay safe and sound and we don't have to worry too much about anything.
But we shouldn't take it for granted.
There it is.
Right. With that, this is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back with Arisha Johnson.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti of Miles Wealth Management, and this is The American Dream. Thank you all for listening today, and our special guest today is Arisha Johnson,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to get that name right because I always goof these things up.
No,
see that?
That was perfect.
Arisha, I can't thank you enough, and you know, you've been an entrepreneur here for a little bit, but you've obviously, you've had quite the desire for quite some time,
mm-hmm,
and on this show, we're lucky enough that we, as I said, we do this for entrepreneurs that are in the waiting, or people that are entrepreneurs are actually in the business making things happen, and part of the program is to help, you know, make people aware of what's out there and what tools are there. And obviously marketing is a big piece,
yes,
which you're going to start getting into.
Yes.
And I'm lucky enough to have Josh Somers on the line from Focus Media. And I think if he's here, he's going to dial in for our kind of our marketing mini, which he's been so gracious to donate his time once a week for us.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Well, it's always good to join you on WTBQ. It's where I started my career, which I shared with you last time we were on the air together. And the thing I want to talk about today, and the marketing minute, I'm going to keep it to a minute, then you can grill me, but it is really pick an aspiration. So is there a company out there that's in your field And boy, they got it right. You know. Let's say you're an accounting firm, and you may not see a lot of print ads for KPMG, but they're doing white papers, they're doing online content, they're quoted in news articles. Or let's say you're in the insurance business, and one of your top competitors or someone that's in a larger market, they're doing radio and television or whatever it may be. You know, emulating companies that get it right, that are successful and growing, you want to have your own staple and look at your own market and make sure that, you know, you're doing what's best for your marketing plan. But emulating them is really the best form of way you can complement someone that's doing it right. And picking up those cues, I think, make a lot of sense. The other thing is to use tested marketing techniques. You know, if your uncle has a crazy idea that just might work for your marketing, well, if you're an entrepreneur and you're earning it every day like the rest of us, you really want to make sure you leverage the limited dollars that you have in doing marketing tactics that are tested. I was aware of a company, large company, and they had about $1 million marketing budget, and they spent their entire budget on sponsoring a race car, which was a very limited audience. And they weren't able to really promote their product the right way with the budget that they had, which was actually a big budget, not for a national company, but it really was not money well spent. If you remember all the dot-coms in the 90s, they were buying one or two Super Bowl ads, and they blew their entire budget on that.
Yep,
and they
sure
didn't have the staying power so that they would be able to stick it out and do some other promotion. So emulating companies that get it right, and using tested marketing techniques, that really is, marketing 101, and it's a common mistake to not leverage those type of ideas.
I think you're dead on. And it's to the point you're saying, maybe bringing to the audience that's listening, Josh, is that, you know, just don't put it all on black and hoping that's going to happen.
That's a great point. Yep. You know, let's you don't want it to roll and see what happens. You know, you really have to be very smart with the dollars that you have.
And be consistent and constant too. I think you just can't be a one and done, right? Would you say that's true?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things that some companies say is, well, we do drip marketing. I run one ad a day on radio or whatever it may be, and that's one way of going about it. But you know, having some level of frequency is really how you get the attention of potential clients. So that frequency is important. And if you can't go 52 weeks a year, do campaigns. Do 2 out of 4 weeks a month, or do it during where some seasonality. So you have to have the staying power throughout the year.
I agree. And also, would you recommend being diversified in your marketing plan as well, not just all, you know, maybe just radio and print and so on and so forth?
I absolutely, having multiple touch points in various mediums is very important. But the other common mistake is that people spread their money too thinly across too many mediums.
Good point.
So I always say pick a few and do it right. So if you're going to buy radio, make sure you have a strong presence, and just you don't want to be in too many things and not be able to dominate those audiences.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much for joining us, as
you
do. And we look forward to hearing from you next week.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Josh Summers from Focus Media. Thanks again, Josh. Take care now. All right. Well, that was kind of neat.
That was great. I was taking notes.
So was I. Can I look at your notes later? Because I'm sure I can read your handwriting better than mine.
There it is.
Josh is just a great guy, and he's been very successful. He's an entrepreneur as well, and just he started his campaign as his career, or did a lot of stuff here at WTBQ, which was good to show you. And one of the things I love about this local market, and WTBQ in particular, is this is one of those last few radio stations that you can actually get a local message out. They get they specifically for the community.
Excellent.
And they're fantastic. And so welcome to the community, Arisha.
Yay!
Which I know you're going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, so if you wouldn't mind, kind of take up where we left off, which was, you know, your design here to help not only promote your business, but help Wounded Warriors and bring attention to that, which was kind of, I'm getting the feeling was kind of the inspiration for kind of doing this.
Definitely. I'm a conversationalist, as you can tell. I really enjoy seeing great conversations, good debates, healthiness. And one of the things I experienced in all of our travels, living in Japan and living in Italy, there's such a strong sense of community. And it just didn't matter, especially over And in Japan, you had to earn your friendships. It took me 2 years to earn my first friend in Japan.
Really?
They do not give their friendships easily. They will be polite. They will be respectful. But you have to earn your friendships there. And the only way you can pay or earn it is through time. And it was one of the things that was a very powerful lesson for me in patience and really working that particular relationship. And Kiko Fox was my nail tech. And she, for those 2 years, hardly said anything to me but just would smile. And then after those 2 years, little did I know that she had decided that I was worthy of being her friend. So she went and learned English. So I walk in out of the blue and I'm like, hello, Akiko-san. And she's like, oh, hello, Arisha. How are you doing today? What would you? I was like, wait a minute. Where did you learn English from? What just happened? And she told me how when she first met me, she wanted to be my friend. And she used the time while she was waiting to get to know me better to learn English. And they will not speak English to you unless they have it perfect. So it took her 2 years to perfect it. And I mean, I felt so bad because had I known that, I might have tried a little harder to learn Japanese, which is a little difficult.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
So,
we barely perfected the English language,
never mind
the Japanese language.
I know.
But you know, you bring up a point as an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. And I think you're obviously taking some of those life lessons and applying them to your business life or new venture of yours here, right?
Yes.
Is that, you know, getting, developing relationships and keeping relationships are key to business in general.
That's perfect.
Right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
So you're going to take these life lessons and make this business just explode.
Definitely, definitely. Because it was after we left Japan, then we go to Italy, which is just the complete opposite. When you walk in, they will decide within the first 5 minutes whether or not they want to be your friend or not. And then once you're their friend.
Polar opposite.
Yes, completely different. And what worked in my favor was having beautiful babies. So that was always the icebreaker is that when I presented Aslan and then my other son, Kael, when they saw him, they bello, bello, va bene. And before I knew it, we were treated as a VIP. We were given the great, 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 great grandma's recipe for dessert.
Oh my goodness.
And served, and it's not even on the menu. So it was just completely different and exciting at the same exact time. Right. Because what that taught me is that I had to be ready and open to the opportunities whenever they did present themselves.
Sure.
And so after experiencing both of those, and both communities are just so very tight-knit, coming back home to America, I could see the difference where I think that's why we fell in love with Warwick, because there's such a beautiful sense of community right there. And then even in Sugarloaf, they have when you have the live music concerts out on the green, I'm like, you know, and everybody is just walking around and enjoying themselves. And Cafe a la Mode, I've run across all kinds of cute people over there.
Oh, it's amazing, that place.
And so it's just, and it's so trendy, and you can feel the synergy that is here as well.
Warwick is, you know, look back to me. I grew up here in Warwick.
Okay.
And then I went away to school in Colorado, which is actually my second favorite place in the world besides Warwick.
Nice.
But I moved away, came back, moved away, came back, moved away, came back. And the reason it kept drawing me back was, and I think you're seeing this, is the sense of community.
Yes.
And there's no better place to raise a family, in my opinion, than Warwick, New York.
You hit the nail right on the button.
And it's because of people like you, which thankfully for Warwick, we didn't close the door and not allow other people to come in. It's one of those great eclectic type places that we have people from all over the world with different diversity backgrounds.
Yes.
That bring what you're bringing to the table today, which is enthusiasm, eagerness, desire to make things and please people.
Yes.
Right. And not be afraid to just do it.
That's powerful.
Right?
Yes.
And that's clear, mm-hmm. meeting you only a few times,
oh,
but
you
know, just sitting in this table, and you know, obviously we're not on TV, folks, but you can feel this energy from Arisha that is just making my life just so much easier. And your children, by the way, are gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
They're actually here in our studio today, and you can't hear them because they're so well behaved because they're actually parented, which is a nice thing out there.
Priceless.
We're going to take a quick break here because it's going too fast, and we'll be right back here with Arisha Johnson, and this is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, Polka fans, it's Nat the Cat inviting you to join me for an hour of polka fun each and every Sunday morning. For the very best in polkas, waltzes, and obedics, join us at 10 a.m. for the Natalie Gabala Polka Fun Show, Sundays, and it's all here on TBQ.
Hey, everybody, this is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit-chat, and, of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy Award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
WTBQ Weather.
Well, we had a few early morning showers and storms. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of sun and clouds today. Breezy highs 85 to 90. Watch for a spotty shower or thundershower returning in the afternoon. Now for tonight, partly cloudy in the low 60s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs around 80 degrees. So a little bit cooler than previous days. And then on Thursday, we'll have increasing clouds. Watch for showers developing at night. Even a period of rain possible into Friday. High 75 to 80 Thursday. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Yay. This is Jim Mazzetti at the American Dream. I'm with Miles Wealth Management. I want to thank everybody for listening. Just a reminder, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11 with every imaginable special guest you could think of, and we have more to come. But today, I am lucky enough to be joined with Arisha Johnson. And the name of her company is Gigi's Fleur de Lis.
Perfect.
Boy, that's, I goofed that up.
No,
thank
it was
you for
perfect.
The credit, though.
It was perfect.
You're awesome. So do me a favor. I mean, tell us, you just were kind enough to show me a couple of pictures of what this really is. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to our listeners what your succulent gardens are?
Yes. What they are is I take a gourd or a glass, and I do a type of creating of a succulent garden on top of it. And I wrap the succulents within the moss. And I worked with a girlfriend of mine named Kathy, and we sat down. She made sure I wouldn't kill anything. I'm a reformed cactus killer, by the way.
Really?
Yes. There's a wanted poster for me because of all the cacti and the orchids and everybody I killed. And so I do this as a penance. And
well, apparently you've been quite reformed because this is pretty amazing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And Kathy makes sure that I stay on track, you know, because I'm here to promote life. So the good news is that anything that survives me, you're good to go. Because
sign me up.
And that's why I wanted to make it very easy. My husband, it seems like it comes so naturally for him to grow his hydroponics and aquaponics. And we have an aquaponic garden in our garage. And so I was surrounded by all of this green. And I said, okay, Arisha, now you can't let your husband out, do you? Come on.
Of course not.
We can sit down and try to come with it. So I sat down and learned a technique and just basically just creatively tested it out. And I was able to build gardens on top of gourds. And I have gourds that look like swans, and they all get names, and you know their birthday, and basically you get a little card, and it's been so encouraging because a lot of my customers, they hear the greenness going on, but they haven't been around farms, or they haven't felt like they're that savvy to actually grow things. And I wanted to set up something that would be a win-win, where they spray them once a week with water and that's it. The garden keeps right on growing. Anytime you're ready to switch them up or kind of change what they're on, the medium, we can either take the garden and put it into the pot with this regular soil, or we can change it out from the glass to the gourd, to the gourd to the glass. Anything that you can imagine, we can do.
How cool. I bet you they would look amazing in my office as
well. Oh, yes. Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking of. The office place, the dining room table, just something a little different than just artificial flowers. And again, just be able to spray it once a week. And when they have their own names, a friend of mine, she also used to kill cactuses, and her husband swore that she would not keep her gorgeous garden alive. And she bought Cup of Paradise from me. And I'd like to testify that Cup of Paradise is still living after a year. And she's still spraying it, and she loves her Cup of Paradise, and she is just so thrilled. And she considers herself now having a green thumb. And she's like, you were able to help me to be able to be green. And so
you actually help other people be reformed cactus
killers.
Is that what you're telling
there
me?
There it is.
So you've actually created gardens for dummies.
It's so amazing, because I really do feel that once you start growing things and connecting to nature, that's where the care and the concern for our planet and where we're going really does come from. If that
Very
connectivity
true.
Is not there, especially with our food, and I think that was the big thing that spoke to Nathan and I when we went abroad, was that the lack of organic food that we weren't able to ascertain living in Japan. Everything, a lot of it was imported. $4 for an apple.
Oh my goodness.
$4. And it's been frozen, and then they had to sit down to thaw it out.
Sure.
So they have very limited space where they can grow. So once we ran over to New Zealand and just saw the plush and the richness and the organic food, and we tasted it, I mean, we were smitten ever since. And
right.
So I was very proud of Nathan for building the aquaponics, and I just had to kind of give back. So that is where Gorgeous Gardens started from. And then Gigi Fleur de Lis came from me wanting to do a boutique, and I needed a catchy name. And so
that is definitely a catchy name.
Everybody calls me Gigi, and I'm okay with that. But actually, Gigi is for the gorgeous gardens that I create.
Okay.
Fleur de Lis is actually French for my name. It's European iris. And the root of my name comes from iris, which is Irisha. And so, and we're very, very excited about being here in the community and trying to do our part in that whole connectivity.
Right. So your boutique is just not about gorgeous gardens.
No. We have an eclectic mix of me living in Japan for 4 years, Italy for 3. I have all kinds of unique gift items from all around the world. Obis from Japan.
Now, what's an obi?
An obi is actually the beautiful wrap that they use to put around the kimono themselves.
Okay.
And so you usually can kind of hang them up. They make beautiful. In fact, they're about the shape of this sign right behind you. And they're just beautiful, very decorative. They can be painted on. I mean, they're just beautifully made. So we have some of those. We have antiques. I have a settee from a European settee, a parlor chair that you kind of roll with wooden castanets. I'm an antiques buff big time.
Well, then you're definitely in the right place.
Yes.
Work
yes.
is your haven. Trust
I
me.
I love it. I think it's the best thing in the world.
So you got quite an eclectic collection out there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
yes.
worth a visit, to say the very least.
Definitely. And so we try to do the gorgeous gardens to cater to what you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have glass items that you can just purchase if you like them right offhand. We're hoping to get new vendors in. Sneak peek, we have candles coming in that when they burn, they turn to lotion. And you can scoop them out and actually you put warm lotion on. And I don't know about you all, but it gets so cold here.
We get the feeling. You, listen,
that has my name written all on it.
You must be loving this summer then, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Bring on the heat.
I'm melting, and you're just loving every minute of this.
Oh, yes, I love it.
So you're very much into reuse as well then,
yes.
from what I'm gathering here.
Yes, renew, reuse, recycle.
Okay.
Because, again, you know, that it's very important. I have children. I look forward to seeing my children's children, and I want to hand them a planet that they're going to be able to live and love life and enjoy what's going on. And so, I mean, we're constantly, you know, picking up trash. And that's one of the things we did learn from Japan. They didn't have custodians over there. Did you know that?
No.
And over in Japan, if you drive 8 o'clock in the morning, the school kids got out early to clean the grounds of their school. And they didn't have to clean it for the trash because all of them took care of their trash. They would clean it for the leaves. And so little kids all the way up to the older ones were out with their own little broom sweeping and taking care of their community. And so you would pass by the schools and then you would go by the local shops. And the same thing, the people coming out of their shops, taking care of sidewalks that didn't belong to them, roads that didn't belong to them. But as a community, they took ownership.
And pride.
And pride. And so, yeah, it was phenomenal. To experience that. And my older son to this day is very meticulous. When I tell him to clean his room, it is immaculate when I walk in, because he learned from a very early age to take care of what he has and of not only his possessions, but his community around him.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, being selfish and taking care of my room. It's understanding that there's a much bigger world out there.
Definitely. Right. So what ends up happening when I tell him to clean up his room, he ends up coming into the kitchen and into the dining room and straightening up wherever he has left his things, and then going outside and organizing where the bicycles go and where the scooters go. It just goes from one thing to another, and it just blows my mind.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Erin, that's my daughter. If you're listening, listen, we're going to be borrowing him for about a week or two, and he's going to show you how it's actually done.
I love it.
Well, Risha, this has just been a ball. Listen, I think this is kind of a neat, we've never done this before, but if we have any listeners that have any questions for you, please feel free to call in to 651-1110. Yes. I hope I got that number right. And and please feel free to ask Risha about her hydroponics designs and her succulent gardens, because
yes.
I saw a few pictures of it. I'm like, I'm in.
Good.
Without question. We love to do that.
Excellent.
Real quick here.
Yes.
So you decided, you know, the entrepreneur thing was, obviously it was inspired by a few other things, but did you have any idea of what it would take to actually open your own business and all the things that go along with it?
I'm the type of person that when I set out to do something, I look for mentors.
Okay.
And I loved what Josh mentioned in the Marketing Minute, to pick someone that inspires you. And I think that is what I set out to do. And it's so funny because the owner of Josephine's Fleur-de-Lis, Martha, sat down with me. I would shop in her shop. We would talk. We became very good friends. And she sat down with me, and I really asked her a lot of in-depth questions, how much time, energy, effort. And she did say it's all-consuming. It takes a lot of time. But what I was hearing when she was saying those things to me was this would be a great adventure for not only you to embark on, because it is a lot when you're just by yourself, but for my family, we can divide up the workload.
Sure.
And so as she was talking about the different things that she has to do, I started assigning, oh, I can do that. Okay, that would be Asna's responsibility. Okay, that would be Kyle's. Okay, Nathan can handle all the tech. So I saw it as being a wonderful venture that we could take together as our family. And our soft opening day for the Spring Festival in Sugarloaf was the most magical time, because we all had on our aprons and we all knew our jobs and what we were doing, and the boys were cleaning the shop and we were setting everything up.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think, you know, when we all stopped and looked at each other, we were like, yes!
We did it. Somehow we got these doors open.
Yes.
There's people coming into our shop.
That's it.
And the satisfaction of being able to share what you've created is, I mean, that's what it's about.
It is. It right? is. And I mean, we use it to be social, you know,
right.
And I think it was just to meet new people from wherever they are from, to get a chance to peek into their lives. I mean, and then my sons as well, they're so used to traveling so extensively. Even us being a tri-state family is a little boring for them. So the shop itself, I mean, my boys take it very seriously. Of course, they are working for an iPad. We have to be realistic.
That's right. We have to have a goal in mind here. Right.
At the end of the summer, if they do all of their everything that they're supposed to do for the shop, and I told them we have to keep up with how many customers, I think Aslan and Kyle worked together as a team and probably bought about 75 people just directly into the shop all by themselves.
Wow.
And all mommy had to do was stand, because they told mommy, you go inside. We've got this. I'm like, oh, excuse me.
But those are amazing life lessons. I mean, you know, and how old are the boys?
Aslan is 9 and Kyle is 6.
Wow. Well, they're learning at a great age.
Yes.
And I tell you, and congratulations to you, because that's we need to see more of that in America.
Thank you. I think the cutest moment was when Kyle, someone had given him 4 quarters, and he came into the shop, walked straight through. He reached up. He can't even see the cash register. Pressed the button. I don't even know how to open it. He pressed the button. It slid open, threw his quarters in, and slammed it shut, and walked out. And right before he walked out, he said, "Mommy, that's money for the shop," and exited.
Okay. Well, hang on 1 second. It looks like we actually have a phone call come in, which is a first for our show in the American Dream. So if you would, we'll patch him right on through. Hello there.
Oh, hello. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the neighborhood, Arisha.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck. I was wondering what your hours are.
As of right now, we're opening by chance, and we're also doing appointments, but we're mostly open through the weekends from Friday through Sunday, about 12 to 6.
Excellent. Oh,
yes.
Perfect timing.
Yes. So if you ever come out, if I'm not directly there, you give me one quick call and I'll be there before you know it. I'm still juggling with the boys and them being a part of gymnastics and everything else like that. And I wanted to take it kind of slow in building up our clientele.
Okay. Thank you very much. And welcome again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Isn't that what's amazing about Warwick?
It's great.
They're just great people, and they're wishing entrepreneurs, you know, the best of everything. They want to see people succeed.
Oh.
And that's, I think, listen, that's America in general.
There it is.
Right? And that's the greatest thing about this country.
It is.
Is that you can actually take this and take it, conceive a dream.
Yes.
And make it reality.
Definitely.
Right. Well, without, it's hard work, and
it is.
And a lot of effort, 10 times the effort that normally it takes that most people underestimate. But we're so glad to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
So we're going to be right back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream, and I'm here with Arisha Johnson of Gigi's Fleur-de-Lis.
Beautiful.
Look at that. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is David Dirks, the host of the Dirks Outdoor Show. Call in as we discuss everything for the outdoor sportsman every Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Here we go. We're back, Arisha.
Yay.
And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a riot.
It has been wonderful.
I have you back every day. You're pretty funny. If I just hang out with you in the morning with a cup of coffee, I'd have all the energy in the world for, you know, to go for the rest of the day.
There you go.
Arisha Johnson from Gigi's Fleur-de-Lis is our guest today. And just remind folks, this is the American Dream Show from 10 to 11 every Tuesday. And if there's any entrepreneurs out there that would love or like the opportunity to come on and tell their story,
awesome,
please reach out to us at www.milesfinancial, mileswealthmanagement.com is probably the best one. or you can give my office a call at 845-651-3070 and speak to Nick Napo, and he handles the schedule for all this fun stuff. He's our marketing director.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
And he's everywhere, and he's actually slightly responsible for me actually making this this venture here. But kind of getting back to this, Arisha, you've done... You're inspiration for me and every entrepreneur, I hope, that's listening out there, that is taking quite a few life lessons and then turned them into kind of skills for your business and your life.
Yes.
And not afraid to make the leap of faith. And folks, Risha's got two young kids here under the age of 10.
Ten. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has a family and or a mother, for that matter, I can't mm-hmm. say fathers or a single parent, you know how difficult that is to juggle that schedule, run a business, be a mom, be a wife, and all the fun things that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend you. And
thank you.
I think anybody that is in this business world or is an entrepreneur understands the challenges that you can face doing that.
Yes.
You're going to have this great little boutique you've mm-hmm. created here in Sugarloaf, New York, uh-huh. the town of Warwick, and in the county of Orange. We can't forget Orange County because this is what entrepreneurs are about, their entire county here.
Excellent.
But you're going to have your own ribbon cutting here shortly, am I correct?
Yes, we are so excited.
What is the date of that, by the way?
That is going to be on Wednesday, August the 12th at 11:30. And we are just absolutely thrilled if you are available to come out and see us. I am right next to Bertone Jewelry, Rachel's shop, and we have a lot of fun things planned.
I see that. Yeah, I was going to read this letter, but I think you're better off telling us.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
But this is, by the way, the most gracious letter I've ever written. Thank you. But tell us a little bit what you can have there.
We're going to have Chef Guarino from Torino, Italy. He is an international cuisine specialist that can cook from anywhere around the world, and he's been award-winning. He has his own business, Chef To Go, and he's so excited about coming up and sharing with Sugarloaf what he has to offer.
Fantastic. Where's he from?
He is from Torino.
Oh, he's
Italy.
From Torino. Okay.
Yes, he's
okay.
originally from Torino, Italy. I think he graduated from the culinary school up in New York,
okay.
and he has done so many different ventures. I mean, his resume just keeps going. We became friends, met at an art gallery. He dazzled me with his food because I've traveled extensively, so I'm a bit of a foodie. And he did a steak shiitake that made me want to slap somebody. I was like, oh my goodness. And one thing led to another.
Give me some of that, right?
Yes, yes. One thing led to another, and he has done so many great, wonderful events for me. And of course, when he heard we were going to try to assist in raising some awareness and support for the Wounded Warriors, he was in. Another local artist from Pennsylvania, but he's originally from the Ukraine, has created and donated a piece of artwork, and his work is just absolutely phenomenal. Andrei Prosuk. And he has graciously giving us a beautiful artwork of a wounded hand from the Wounded Warriors holding a purple heart. And so he created it and donated it for us to sit down and raise money for the Wounded Warrior program. Mike DiCillo will be there to play some piano classics. I don't know about anybody else, but I miss hearing Moon River and That's Amore. And so he is phenomenal in and of himself. And I do have a piano in the shop.
Oh,
so
wow.
He will be playing some tunes as we enjoy and partake, and we'll have a raffle, and all donations, 35% of whatever we sell will be going all to the Wounded Warrior program.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Well, you're doing it for all the right reasons.
Yes.
And I tell you, that sounds like some event, which I am definitely going to try not to miss.
Yay.
At every least.
We can't
if
wait.
I'm allowed to, you know, I don't handle my own schedule, apparently. I got to talk to my boss, my wife, and let's figure out if I can make it or not.
I understand.
But I think everybody should try and make it. Without question. I mean, this sounds like it's been an amazing event to experience the food.
Yes.
The atmosphere.
Yes.
And quite frankly, just you.
Oh, thank you.
You kind of lead the band there, girl.
Yes, yes. And we're just connecting to the community. We're excited. We did it at 11:30 so that all the Sugarloaf entrepreneurs that are out there, all the business people, can come and enjoy before they open up their shops. And so Sugarloaf will be opening up at 12 o'clock. So once you come and see us, we hope that you can sit back and enjoy the rest that Sugarloaf has to offer.
Well, we'll make sure we... let everybody know that, and we'll reach out to the Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure they're aware of it.
Yes.
Okay. They're great at promoting all these things, by the way.
They are wonderful.
They're a great resource that I think any entrepreneur, whether it be the Warwick Chamber of Commerce or the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. or even the Pine Island or Florida Chamber of Commerce, all those little chambers, they do an amazing job of bringing awareness to the businesses, the entrepreneurs' businesses, the community. They mm-hmm. do amazing community work as well, and you'll see right. you're seeing some of that now.
Yes, right? Definitely. And even Vero from our Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, she works
That's right.
endlessly.
I forgot they had their own little chamber there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah. I mean, they're setting up their own farmers markets on Thursdays. And I was just so proud. I mean, and we're starting small. We're not quite on the level that Warwick has their farmers market,
right.
but it's wonderful to have the goals in mind. So they have quite a few people. I think there's a cute little honey shop that comes out. Great, great food, organic, organically grown, that comes out to sell some produce as well. So
wow. Well, you know, you going back to that, I mean, how important our food is, which has kind of also been part of your inspiration here.
Yes.
And those farmers markets are tremendous for
They're
that.
The best.
Yeah, we were lucky enough. We started one in Florida many years ago. And that was quite a venture when we built that. It was pretty
really?
Fun. Yeah, it was fun.
It's huge now.
It's and there's in Florida, I will say, and I don't mind saying it, Florida's a true shopper's market. And
nice.
Where we do that on, I think it's Thursdays.
Oh,
I forgot.
Beautiful.
It's been a year since I've been involved, but uh-huh. People literally go there. That's they do the weekly shopping because it's, you know, all organic, great food.
That's it.
You know, it's, you know, farm to table.
There it is. And we have to support our local farmers.
We do.
We really do, because big businesses are squeezing them out, and we have to let them know, no, we love you, we care about you, and we're going to support you.
Right. We don't want our food being shipped from somewhere else in
God
the country.
Knows.
We need it here, and we want it fresh.
Yes.
And they're, and, you know, as we said, we had a local farmer, Ed Sobiak, on the show last week.
Yes.
And, you know, they're the true original entrepreneurs.
There it is.
Right?
You're absolutely correct.
Without them, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
No.
To say the very least. Well, listen, is there any parting thoughts that you would give to entrepreneurs sitting out there advice to say, hey, listen, do this or don't do it?
I think the three words that stick out to me is do it afraid. It is a very scary proposition to start your own business. And it may seem insurmountable. It may seem unreachable. It may seem even unthinkable. But what you have to learn to do is to jump out there and just do it afraid and let come what comes, and to know that if you shoot for the moon, even though you miss, you'll still land among the stars.
Boy, that's perfect. It is, and you know, I'm never going to forget that. Do it afraid. And I think that's true.
Yes.
Any entrepreneur has ever started a
yes.
business had a few butterflies in their stomach when they said, okay, I'm actually going to do this. So I'm going to give up my job.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I'm being paid to take this leap of faith to be able to support myself, my family, and my business.
Yeah.
Right. But I do believe it's at least for me, and I can see it in you, I believe it's my ethical responsibility.
It is.
To make sure I support my family, support
yes.
my business, and on top of that, I end up supporting my community.
That's it. That's it. That's the community connector. Our small businesses are our community connectors. Mm-hmm. Without them, we don't connect. Who connects in the mall? It's very difficult. It's just a whole different feel that's there. When you walk through the farmer's market and you see different people, and again, we learn how to say hello to each other.
Right.
We learn to care. Hey, how are you doing? Or if somebody doesn't show up at the farm, where is so-and-so? You know, it brings the care back to community. And that's why I just truly feel like that is what American Dream was built off of. And that is what we have to continue and make sure it continues to persevere even today.
You're right. Because it is the American Dream.
There
right?
it is.
And success is measured in many, many different ways.
It is.
And I think one of those successes I'm seeing right here across the table from me
is
somebody who's been fortunate and blessed to take all these life experiences and now give back not only to the community,
mm-hmm.
but help provide to the family and give them an experience that they otherwise might not have had.
Definitely.
And I think that's huge.
Yes, priceless even.
It is priceless. Well, with that said, this is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And again, we're on every Tuesday from 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a show about entrepreneurs that, you know, get up every morning, not knowing where the next paycheck comes from.
There it is.
But not necessarily not caring about where the next paycheck comes from, but they're doing it their way.
Yep.
They're doing it maybe afraid.
Yes.
But they're truly unsatisfied.
Yeah, like Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. So thank you so much, Arisha. We can't wait to actually have you back again and be at your grand opening.
Yes.
And folks, please join us again next week on The American Dream. Take care.